Options for replacing fossil fuels, part 3. Can renewable energy provide reliable 24 hours, 7 days a week baseload power? It's a really key question to ask if you're going to use it as a substitute for our current supply of electricity from fossil fuels. A city's or a country's power demands are usually lowest at night when most people are asleep, and the minimum demand is often called electricity baseload. Now, some claim that this baseload is higher than it needs to be because utilities inflate our nighttime use by charging cheap off-peak nighttime rates to encourage more use during those times. They do that because some power stations, such as coal and nuclear, where it's found, are fairly cheap to run, so keeping them humming 24 hours a day will maximise profits. And contrast that with natural gas, where the fuels are very expensive. But some critical demand never goes away. For instance, a power demand to supply hospitals, police stations, traffic lights, water and sewage pumping stations, refrigerators, cold storage, 24-hour shops, a lot of transport, such as trains. That demand doesn't go away, and it will probably increase our nighttime demand when we adopt electric vehicles and require overnight charging so everyone can drive off to work the next day. So it seems silly to me to argue that baseload electricity is somehow a myth. Indeed, I think it will become more important over time as we move to more electric vehicles. Those services I described, if they lost power even for a short while, would result in chaos, and the community backlash after a few of such events would no doubt be huge. And on the other side of the energy coin, there are huge surges in power demand when everyone gets home from work to cook and watch TV, or when they turn on air conditioners during a heat wave, during a hot night, or when their pool pumps come on. And if there's not energy available to meet this demand, then there's going to be some very grumpy people at a minimum. And at worst, the electricity grid could collapse and cause rolling brownouts or blackouts. A core limitation of wind, solar and other renewable energy systems is that they're not predictable and dispatchable. You can't know when long stretches of calm or cloudy days are going to come and go. Renewables will provide a lot of power some of the time, and there'll be periods when it's supplying power when you might not need it, and other times when you really need it, little or no power will be supplied. So to summarise that then, renewables can't provide power on demand without expensive energy storage and overbuilt capacity to charge up that energy storage during times when it's been drained. And yet realistically, modern economics works only if power supplies always meet demand. So the argument that baseload is a myth, or that we can rely on variable energy sources that are not dispatchable, is a myth. And even arguing that we can rely on renewables because we have a lot of baseload electricity available via energy storage, such as molten salts in solar thermal power plants, ignores the fact that these are not being built on a large scale today because historically they have been uneconomical. The one form of energy storage that has been economical in the past in certain circumstances is called pumped hydro storage, where a large dam is set up such that water can be drained from the dam to turn hydro turbines when the power demand is required. And when the power demand is low and we have the generating capacity to recharge it, you can turn the pumps around and pump it back up to a higher location. So you need two dams, in that case a lower and a higher one, and you need to have a facility to be able to pump the water between those two dams. Some innovative ideas have been to use the sea as the lower dam and then to use a cliff top as the upper dam. And again, that seems like a good idea in principle. In practice, it hasn't been done anywhere in the world on any more than a tiny scale, is one small example in Japan. So you have to question whether at this stage or in the past it has been an economically viable prospect, even when very cheap electricity is available in those low demand periods. In the last part of Options for Replacing Fossil Fuels, part 4, I'll look more at that overbuilding problem. Stay tuned.